Welcome to your Aura Rasa Coaching Podcast. Today I want to introduce or reintroduce the 7 keys to happiness. You probably have heard a lot of them, or maybe at one point you practiced them, but if I look around myself, I feel that most people are not as happy as I wished for them to be. So, as with everything else, it is just something we have to constantly remind us of. And in the hectic of everyday life, we often forget to do the things that we know are right and good for us. So, the first one, don't worry, choose happy. Many things which have unfolded in our life might have led us on a difficult road. But worrying about the future doesn't help us. The future is unpredictable, it is uncontrollable. Instead, if we choose to be happy in the present moment and focus only on what we can do right now, it's gonna help us a lot. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. Mahatma Gandhi. The second one, cultivate gratitude. Make this your habit to practice the gratitude exercise every day. You find it in another podcast episode or on my website. I talk about gratitude a lot because it is a very important, strong motor to create happiness for yourself. Spend a moment in a day for yourself to write down every blessing in your day. And I promise you, even on the darkest day when you feel everything is wrong, you will find things to be grateful for. And once you start writing them down, you will notice how many different things to be grateful for cross your mind. And by counting your blessings and not your problems, this shifts people away from despair and it promotes happiness. Happiness cannot be traveled to, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is a spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude, said Dennis Waitley. Number 3. Foster forgiveness. That is a very big one. It's one where I also constantly have to remind myself. Holding on to grudges and hatred is like holding a piece of hot coal which only burns your own hand. Resentment can affect physical and mental health big time. One way to overcome these feelings is to foster forgiveness. Remember that forgiveness is for yourself. That sets free the prisoner inside of you. And it doesn't mean that you should forget and not learn from experience. Just let go of all of the negative feelings because they harm you more than anyone else. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attitude of the strong. Mahatma Gandhi again. Number 4. Counteract negative thoughts and feelings. Negative thoughts can severely wear your energy down and cloud your vision to see any good that surrounds you. And you know how it is with our perception of reality. We see the parts we focus our thoughts on. If we have positive thoughts, we tend to see more of the positive things around us. And it is not that we change reality, just if we focus our thoughts on certain aspects of reality, we will see more of that. The way the filters in our brain works, we only see a very small part of the things around us. The way to counteract this is to remind yourself that you have the control over your own actions and emotions. Meditation and mindfulness exercises can also help to disperse anxiety and promote serenity. And once more, both in prior podcast episodes as well as on my blog, on my website, you find a lot of free resources regarding meditation and mindfulness. Also, you can get my programs if you want to. Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you will see positive results. That's actually a quote of mine. Next one. We all know it. Money can't buy happiness. And we just have to remember that money can't buy happiness. Regardless of what we achieve in a material sense, it's never going to bring an enduring state of happiness. This is because happiness is an emotional state of mind. It's about being at peace within and making peace with the world without. Regardless what we achieve in the pursuit of stuff, it's never going to bring about an enduring state of happiness, said Daniel Gilbert. Build healthy friendships offline. There is a common saying that you are the sum of your 5 closest friends. This wisdom is true because the people you hang out with directly relates to the quality of your own life. Research has also shown that people over 70 who had the strongest network also lived longer. Walking with a friend in the dark is better than walking in the light alone, said Helen Keller. Number 7. Engage in meaningful activities. By thoroughly absorbing yourself into meaningful activities, such as helping the less fortunate ones, this will give you a sense of purpose in your life. And we need a purpose. Making money isn't enough of a purpose to make us happy. As you do good and give back, it improves your satisfaction with your life. People are supportive creatures by nature, even though we sometimes forget it. Your mind will become motivated as you engage yourself with matters in life that are worthwhile. Active leisure that helps a person grow does not come easily, said Mihaly C. We are already at the end of this week's episode. I hope you can use these pointers to your advantage. And if you need additional support, go to my website and check out the free resources, have a look at prior podcasts, or get into my training, grab my product. You'll find everything you need. Have a wonderful week, and I'll be back soon. Bye-bye.